ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 1 एंटाइटल द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज इक्वल टू एवरीवन दिस इज टेक्स्ट 7 सत्वम रजस्तम इति प्रकृतिर्नात्मनो गुणम् न तेषां युगपद राजन् रास उल्लास एव वा माय डियर किंग परीक्षित ट्रांसलेशन माय डियर किंग परीक्षित द मेटीरियल क्वालिटीज सत्वगुण रजोगुण एंड तमोगुण ऑल बिलोंग टू द मेटीरियल वर्ल्ड एंड डू नॉट इवन टच द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड These three gunas cannot act by increasing or decreasing simultaneously. Purport. The original position of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is one of equality. There is no question of His being influenced by the Sattvagun, Rajogun or Tamogun. For these material qualities cannot touch the Supreme Lord. The Lord is therefore called the Supreme Ishwara. Ishwara Paramah Krishna. He is the supreme controller. He controls the material qualities. Devi Hai Esha Gunamai Mama Maya. Maya Dhyakshena Prakriti Suyate. Material nature works under His order. How then can He be under the qualities of Prakriti? Krishna is never influenced by the material qualities. Therefore, there is no question of partiality in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to beg the blessings of all the assembled Vaishnavas. It was a very auspicious day. And I thought some senior devotee should give class on the disappearance day of so many exalted Vaishnavas. But still, taking the instructions, I am trying to speak something for my purification. So here in today's verse, we see that how Lord Krishna, it is described here that how Supreme Lord Himself, I'll read the actually exact thing. My dear King Parikshit, the material qualities, they all belong to the material world and do not even touch the Supreme Personality of Godhead. These three gunas cannot act by increasing or decreasing simultaneously. So, Prabhupada explains in the purport, the original position of Supreme Personality of Godhead is one of equality. There is no question of His being influenced by Sattvagun, Rajagun or Tamogun. So this theme is being expressed here that how Lord Krishna is always eternally transcendental, never being affected by these three qualities, Sattvagun, Rajagun and Tamogun. Prabhupada quotes these verses from the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, where Lord describes His inconceivable opulence, Yogam Aishwaryam, in the 9th chapter. Then how He pervades the entire creation, Maya Tatam Idam Sarvam Jagat Avyakta Murtina. Avyakta Murtina, He pervades the entire creation, entire cosmic creation. But one cannot perceive the Lord by the blunt material senses. And then He goes further to explain about His incons. Yogam Aishwaryam, Masthani Sarva Bhutani, Nachaham Tesho Vastita. He says, how everything is resting on Me. He is supporting everything, supporting the entire creation, entire universe. But still He is aloof. Nachamasthani Bhutani, next verse. He says, this is Yogam Aishwaryam. Although everything is resting on Him, but still He is aloof. He is completely unaffected by the creation, maintenance and destruction of the universe. Prakritim Swam Avasthabhya Visri Jami Puna Puna. Automatically, by the Lord's will, living entities under the influence of their karma, their actions and reactions, they take birth in particular species and this is how they undergo this transmigration from different species to species to species. Take birth, go through the cycles of transformations and die. Automatically, under the influence and just by the will of the Lord, the material nature is controlling everything. And finally, he comes in the ninth verse, in the ninth chapter, he says, Nacha mam tani karmani. What is the next line? Nibadhananti dhananjaya. Udasinavad asinam. The word uses udasinavad. He says udasinavad. He says, although everything is happening under my will, I am doing all the creation, maintenance and destruction, but udasinavad, I am neutral. I am not affected. That's the point mentioned here, that he is unaffected. If somebody creates something or maintains, there is naturally, one gets entangled in the bondage. And one is naturally supposed to suffer the actions and reactions. But Supreme Lord doesn't get entangled. The point mentioned is udasinavad asinam. And maya dhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. This way, all the moving and unmoving beings, the whole creation is moving under my supervision. Maya dhyakshena prakriti. But finally, one of the very important verses of Gita, he says, av jananti mam mudha manushim tanamashritam. Although he explains his inconceivable opulence, of how everything is resting on him, how everything is acting under his supreme will, but still he is aloof, he is unaffected by the bondage of the creation, maintenance and destruction. But what happens? Av jananti mam mudha. These mudhas are foolish living entities. Avjananti mam mudha manushim tanum ashritam. They think that manushim tanum. I have come under the influence of the material energy just like any other human being. And param bhavam ajananto. They do not understand my transcendental nature. Param bhavam ajananto. So one may think that what is this? Lord Krishna is telling he did everything. He created the whole thing. He facilitates our will to enjoy this world. And then he leaves us alone. He claims himself to be udasinavat. He is neutral. What kind of Lord? Here also he said, he is impartial. Samoham sarabhuteshu namme desh. He doesn't care whoever, either is divine or demons. He doesn't care. Is it like that? He is equal to everyone. He just allows anybody's will. It's just like a father who allows his child, okay, you want to play with fire? Play with fire. So one may think, what kind of father he is? He doesn't care. So here the point mentioned is udasinavat. He is neutral, although he creates, he maintains, but he is neutral. But then another aspect of the very, very important aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which comes in the picture when we read the wonderful pastimes of Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. How Lord Krishna and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they are so expertly, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so vigilantly, always contemplating, always thinking, always making plans, always playing tricks of how all these living entities who are playing in this material world, trying to enjoy this material world, how to draw their attention towards Supreme Personality of Godhead. How to draw the supreme devotion in their heart, which is now dormant. And we see this wonderful, wonderful quality of the Supreme Lord being expressed in so many wonderful pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam and Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. He is very careful, and not only Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Lord Sri Krishna, but all the representatives of the Supreme Lord who come in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their only contemplation, Jai Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Gopal Ji Nitai Gaur Chandra Bhagavan Ki Jai. So all the representatives in the mission of the Lord, their also contemplation is led. By their deep absorption in devotion to Lord, they have acquired this quality of the Lord. What quality of the Lord? That how Lord is always busy making plans, playing tricks, sometimes trying to get in by either hook or crook, by any way, all the living entities who are trying to run away from Supreme Lord, draw their attention towards the Supreme Lord. So param bhavam ajananto, because they do not know the transcendental nature of the Lord, and in the beginning of 9th chapter, Lord says two qualities to understand Yogam Aishwaryam. Freedom from envy and faith. Two qualities are mentioned. So out of envy and no faith in Supreme Lord, no faith in the representative of the Supreme Lord, in the spiritual master, in the Vaishnavas, and full of envy, not recognizing their transcendental touch with the Supreme Lord, not recognizing them as the agent of the Supreme Lord, not recognizing their plan in our life, how they are trying their best with such kind affection, such kindness, creating circumstances, creating a culture which puts a deep impression in our heart and derives deep devotion from our heart towards Supreme Personality of Godhead. Out of envy and lack of faith, one rejects. One wants to run away from the path. Just like, you know, Bhavanand Prabhu was here and he was explaining nice nice point. He said, Lord and his representative, Sri Prabhupada, his purports with such depth, he's trying to take out the deep devotion in our heart, and he's like holding our hand and taking us back to Godhead. He's holding our hand and very lovingly wants to take back to Godhead, but what is our position? Affected by envy and lack of faith, we are like small child. You know how his mother takes a small child, and the child does not understand his welfare. If a child, mother wants to take him doctor or he wants to take him to school for education, child is rebelling and he's crying and he's hesitating. No, I do not want to go. And he's somehow pulled and dragged along the floor. And mother is lovingly holding the hand and trying to take him lovingly, but because of the resistance of the child, this kindness appears to be a force. This kindness of the mother appears to be a force. Similarly, all the acharyas, on the behalf of Supreme Lord Krishna, all the spiritual leaders, what they are trying to do? They are trying to take us towards Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. Bring out the deep heartfelt affection. But being affected with envy like small child, the tendency of a conditioned soul is to be dragged along the path and is not ready to go very peacefully. Throwing temper tantrums. I do not want to go. Like that. So this envy, this lack of faith, very unfortunately, it blocks that flow of mercy. It blocks that flow of mercy to go towards Supreme Lord, to our supreme welfare, to the supreme eternal position of devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We see in the pastime of in Krishna Leela, Lord Balaram, when he goes to Vrindavan, after a long time, and he goes there to pacify Nanda and Yashoda and all the Vrajvasis who are suffering in separation. And during these pastimes, when he goes there to Vrindavan, he spends time with the mother and father, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Mai. And after that, he spends a lot of time with gopis. And while spending time with gopis, he decides to have rasa dance with the gopis. And when he is involved in that rasa leela with the gopis and is enjoying that rasa leela, he is on the banks of river Yamuna. And that time, God Varuna himself sends his daughter Varuni, which is available as honey from the trees in Vrindavan. And Lord Balaram takes their honey and all the gopis, everyone. So it appears that he is intoxicated. Lord Balaram becomes intoxicated. His eyes are rolling in great happiness and it appears that he is very much intoxicated. And in that stage of great pleasure, he calls upon Yamuna. He calls upon Yamuna and calls it, come here. He wants to enjoy the pastime with gopis in the sacred waters of Yamuna. So when he calls the Yamuna by force, Yamuna thinks, my God, he's intoxicated. He thinks that this person is intoxicated. And he refuses to follow the order. He refuses to obey the order. Not forgetting the position of the Supreme Lord Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who possess all the six opulences. Forgetting that Yamuna refuses to obey the orders. And this really makes Lord Balaram very angry. And Balaram forcefully, he gets angry and really in an angry mood, he calls upon Yamuna. And he says, you wretched river, have you forgotten my position? You did not obey my orders? And this really makes Balaram really angry. And Yamuna really gets scared. And she immediately, the Yamuna river personified, she personally comes in front of Lord Balaram and begs forgiveness. And she says, how I misunderstood. I thought in a single intoxicated position, I didn't want to come close to you. And she starts begging forgiveness. But we see that how Yamuna, not desiring to assist Lord Balaram in the pastime, thinking that Balaram is in an intoxicated state, tries to move away, run away from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But by the great mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Balaram himself, he drags Yamuna by his force, by his plow. He drags. So Balaram is the Adi Guru. He is the spiritual master, original spiritual master. So we see how spiritual master also is trying his best with all the techniques, with all his strength, with all his plow, he is trying to drag all the souls who are trying to rebel away, who do not want to serve in the mission of the Lord, who want to run away from the mission of the Lord. He's trying his best with his plow, but we do not want to surrender. And all these plans of the Lord acting in our life, all these tricks of the Lord acting in our life, what they are trying to do, Lord as his representatives, they are trying to churn our heart. They are trying to churn our heart. And when they are trying to churn our heart, what's happening? We are rebelling. All the poison is coming out. All the anarthas are coming out. Tolerating all those anarthas, they are churning our heart with complete plan on how carefully I can lead this living entity towards the lotus feet of Supreme Lord Krishna. And thus they are creating an atmosphere and thus training us that no problem, now you are in this body, you are infected by so many anarthas, make the best use of the bad bargain. And they are desiring to train us. And thus, they are creating such a culture of devotion, such a community of devotees, such a society of devotees, in which we can take shelter. And thus, by the plans of Lord, Supreme Lord, when this churning takes place, when this churning takes place, our heart, which has become stone-like, which has become very hard, there are deep impressions of devotion develop in the heart. And the same stone-like heart melts by this churning which takes place by the force of the spiritual master, by the plans of the spiritual master, by the tricks of the Lord Chaitanya and his representatives. The stone-like heart melts in devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The heart which is infected with envy, with no faith, with desire to enjoy, like this verse is there from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, when he's beginning to write Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, he's feeling himself completely disqualified. He's feeling himself completely disqualified and thinking, how can he compile this exalted literature on the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Mahaprabhu? And there's this beautiful verse, he says, Vaigunya Kita Kalita Paishunya Vrana Pidita. Of course, out of his all humility, we cannot take it as envy. But Vaigunya Kita Kalita Paishunya Vrana Pidita. Vaigunya Kita. I am infected by the germs of material activity. Vaigunya Kita Kalita. Bitten by the germs of material activity. Paishunya Vrana Pidita. What's happening? I am suffering from the boils of envy. So when Lord Chaitanya and his representatives have come to take me to the Supreme Abode, I am rebelling. I am resisting. I am hesitating. There is no faith in the process. So burning with the boils of envy, applying to this our conditioned state. I am infected by the germs of material activity and I am suffering from the boils of envy. And as we discussed, Lord in 9th chapter in the beginning, he disqualified. He says, Arjuna, you are qualified because you are free of envy. You are ready to surrender, be submissive to the path I am showing. So he is free from envy. So he said, I am suffering from boils of envy. Therefore, falling in an ocean of humility. Dainyarnave nimagnoham. Dainyarnave. Falling in an ocean of humility, understanding the inability. What's happening? I take shelter of the great physician, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Vedyam Ashraya. He's telling, I take shelter of the great physician, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. although the heart is burning with envy, but he's recommending us to take shelter of Lord Chaitanya. Take shelter of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Take shelter of Lord Chaitanya's association. Hear the beautiful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya association with all the Goswamis, all the intimate associates. No problem. The acharyas also understand our fallen condition, in a conditioned state, infected with boils of envy. But the solution, the medicine is given. Take shelter of Sri Chaitanya, the great physician, the Supreme Lord, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Mahavadanyaya avatar, the most magnanimous. What does he say after that? So thus, he recommends that one should take shelter of the great physician, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And in the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see very beautifully. In the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if with a submissive heart, one renders oral reception to the beautiful pastimes recorded by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami with all the Goswamis and all the intimate associates, one can see that there is a strong churning of heart take place. The heart which is absorbed in selfishness, egoistic concepts, materialistic enjoyment, the churning of the heart takes place. Just like we heard in second canto, Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj in the first, second canto, I think fourth chapter, I don't know which second chapter, fourth chapter it is mentioned, the first few verses. Then how Parikshit Maharaj, because he saw the Supreme Lord and the whole life he fixed his concentration. He was always looking for Parikshit Maharaj. He fixed his, for Supreme Lord Shri Krishna. And he was always focusing his concentration. With that power of focusing his concentration, what happened? He became very chaste in his devotional service. Just by remembering the Supreme Lord whom he had seen in the womb of the mother again and again and again, and trying to look for that same personality, always remembering that, he became thoroughly purified and chaste in his devotional service. And in that consciousness, he submits himself to the instructions of Shukadev Goswami. Such is the power of the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. If we observe or absorb ourselves in such beautiful pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and take shelter of the Supreme Physician, our heart which is full in conditioned state with envy, faithlessness, all the anarthas, a strong churning takes place. And all the anarthas are wiped out. And the deep impressions of bhakti develop in our heart. And then it becomes so easy to be an instrument in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This envy, which is blocking us from the mercy to act in the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that gets thoroughly purified if one takes shelter of these beautiful pastimes. One needs someone to be very grave to speak on these pastimes, but I'll try to speak whatever I have a little bit understood. So today is also the very auspicious day of disappearance, day of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami and Srila Raghunath Bhat Goswami also. So we see in the Lord Chaitanya's pastime in Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, one of the first Goswamis he ever met. You see, Raghunath Das Goswami being born in a very, very wealthy family of Govardhan Majumdar. So he was born in that wealthy family, and he had heard the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, and he had developed from Balaram Acharya, from whom? He had heard the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, who was a very good associate of Haridas Thakur. So by hearing these pastimes, he developed a deep impression and desire and love to go and personally meet Supreme Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thus desiring to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is becoming more and more deeper, that desire day by day is becoming deeper. One day when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, after taking sannyas, this news reached Saptagram near the residence of Raghunath Das Goswami. And as soon as the news reached Saptagram that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taken sannyas, and after taking sannyas, he has come to Shantipur, to the house of Sri Advaita Acharya. He has come to Shantipur, which is very close to his residence place. He became very jubilant, very happy, and he immediately wanted to go and meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he immediately went and met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he offered full prostrated obeisances. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu placed his toe on the Sri Raghunatha Das Goswami. And that initial contact just transformed the life of Raghunatha Das Goswami. His desire to dedicate his life to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very deeper and deeper and deeper and very, very intense. As soon as possible, he wanted to dedicate, leave all the homely comforts, all the family comforts, all the wealth. He wanted to, as soon as possible, go and join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But that time, in 10 days, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Shantipur. And he went back to Jagannath Puri. But after 4 years, again he came back. And again, when he came back, again he heard Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to Shantipur. He again went running. So his father, who was very hesitant, he didn't want to send him. He was afraid that he'll become renunciate. His father sent him with all the guards and everything, all the support that makes sure that he's safe and he comes back safely. He could not stop him because of his burning desire to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he again goes and meets Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Shantipur. And this time when he meets Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he expresses his desire to renounce everything, to come and join the mission, to join the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Lord Chaitanya stops him. Lord Chaitanya tells him to go back and just act like a family man. The right time will come when you can renounce everything and join my mission. The time will come. Just wait. Just go and act like a family man. Do the duties of your family. Take care of the family members. Engage in whatever business you have. In all the money matters, you engage very carefully. So taking the instructions on the head, in 6 days he again went back to his village and engaged in all the matters. So for 2 years he was acting as a family man, taking his wife and all the family members he was taking care. But his inner desire to join Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement was increasing again more and more and more and more. And this was becoming deeper and deeper and deeper. And with that desire, one day he heard the Lord Nityanand Prabhu himself has come to Panihati, which is again close to Saptagram. So he decided that I will go to meet Lord Nityanand Prabhu. Because he understood that if he gets the mercy of Sri Nityanand Prabhu, by his mercy, by the mercy of all the Vaishnavas assembled there, he will very soon get the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He will very soon get the shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or thus he goes with a deep desire to surrender, to take shelter of Nityanand Prabhu. So thus, he goes, and when he expresses this desire to his father, naturally, they are not going to let him go. So they stop him. His father wants to stop him. And his mother also expresses that he is trying to run again and again. You should better tie him with ropes. How much our guards can protect him? They will not be able to protect, because the burning desire to meet the Supreme Lord and serve the Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so deep that it was not possible. But his father, understanding the depth of his devotion and his desire to dedicate, he expressed. He said, Indra Sama Aishwarya Stri Apsara Sama. He says, Indra Sama Aishwarya. Just see, this man, he has the Aishwarya of Indra Sama. Like Lord Indra, the king of heaven, multi-millionaire. Such is the opulence of this boy. His father is singing. Stri Apsara Sama. His wife is like a beautiful angel. Such is the opulence. Aisaba Bandhite Nari Leko Yaraman. And all this opulence like Indra and Apsara, like wife, they could not bind him. Aisava bandite nari lekat. This was not able to bind. Just see the power of attraction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by his pastimes, creates a deep ocean of devotion in the heart of his devotees. They're easily able to overcome. Like in Parikshit Maharaj, we are just discussing that how he, by his deep contemplation on the pastimes of the Lord, on the desire to see the Lord, what happened when the time came to die? When the time came that in 7 days he will leave his body, what happened? Atma Jaya Sutagara. Now he says, Virudham Mamatam Jau, the deep rooted affection he had for his body, for his family, for the palace, for all the opulence, Pashu, Dravini, Bandhushu, all the relatives. Virudham, deep-rooted affection. By the power of remembrance of the Lord, he had become completely chaste. And he could immediately kick off all that deep-rooted affection. So the same thing here. That Raghunath Das Goswami, because of his deep, always absorption in the meditation on the Supreme Lord, Aisaba Bandite Nari Leka Yaraman, he could not, nothing could bind. And he says, so what these robes will bind? And thus, Raghunath Das Goswami's desire very deep, he allows him to go with all the guards to Nityanand Prabhu. And when he reaches the Nityanand Prabhu's place where he's sitting in Panihati, he sees Lord Nityanand sitting with all his associates. From a distance, he offers obeisances. He doesn't go, Dandavata hai sai, padila kata dure. From distance, he doesn't come close. He thinks, how can I come close? I'm from a wealthy, like dealing with all the money matters, and here are such exalted Vaishnavas. So we see a culture of humility very nicely presented in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So from a distance, considering himself completely unqualified, he doesn't want to go close and feel that he'll contaminating the whole atmosphere. But when the Vaishnavas see, they point out to Lord Nityananda and say, here is Raghunath Das. So they immediately, Lord Nityananda points out and jokingly calls him that, oh, you are a thief. You are trying to run away. Why you are trying to run away? He immediately calls him. And Raghunath Das Goswami offers full dandavats to Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda places his lotus feet on his head. And all the Vaishnavas in great jubilation, they became very happy. And thus, Lord Nityananda then, seeing, then Raghunath Das Goswami expresses his deep desire to submit to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And with a deep desire to submit to the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda sees that. And what does he do? He engages. He says, okay, now you arrange a big festival in the service of Vaishnavas. Arrange a big festival where you get chipped rice and yogurt. A Chira Dahi festival. Raghunath Das Goswami brings all the chipped rice, soak it, and half he mixed with yogurt, sugar, bananas, and half with condensed milk. And thus he arranges a big, big festival, gets hundreds and thousands, hundreds of pots he gets, and all the Vaishnavas from all the nearby villages, all the shopkeepers, everybody come there to take part in the festival. And thus Nityanand Prabhu very lovingly, mercifully engages Raghunath Das Goswami in the service of all the Vaishnavas. And pleased by this endeavor, Lord Chaitanya himself comes there. And Lord Chaitanya himself comes there and he himself takes part in the festival. All the intimate associates could see Lord Chaitanya present among them. Everybody could not see. Sometimes they could see, sometimes they could not see. But the point is, Lord Chaitanya himself comes and he becomes extremely pleased by this endeavor of Raghunath Das Goswami. And the festival is over. The next morning, Lord, again, Raghunath Das Goswami goes to Nityanand Prabhu and expresses his desire. He really wants to join the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He completely wants to renounce his family matters, everything. He doesn't want to spend any time more there. So Nityanand Prabhu declares to all the Vaishnavas, Ihara Vishaya Sukhe Indra Sukha Sama. His opulence is like Indra, Indra Sukha Sama. Just see who is this Vaishnava who is telling to renounce everything. Ihara Vishaya Sukhe Indra Sukha Sama. Chaitanya Kripate Seha Nahi Bhaiman. Because he has achieved the supreme mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now who will give it the opulence like Indra? Chaitanya Kripate Seha Nahi Bhaiman. Chaitanya Kripate, because he has achieved attraction towards the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nahi bhaya man. All this opulence does not appeal to him. It doesn't put any effect on his heart. And he is deeply hankering to come to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sabe ashirvad kare pauko Chaitanya charan. Sabe ashirvad kare. He is invoking the blessings of all the Vaishnavas. That please bless him. Give him your blessings. So first he engages him in the service of all the Vaishnavas. And after all the Vaishnavas are pleased, he requests all the Vaishnavas. Now you bless him. Krishna Pad Padma Gandha Yajana Pai. He says, anybody who has once felt the aroma of the beautiful or the lotus feet of Supreme Lord Shri Krishna, Yajana Pai, Brahma Loka Adi Sukha Taranahi Pai. To him, even the Sukha of Brahma Lok is insignificant. Because he has tasted the aroma of the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has been touched by the lotus feet of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So you all of you bless him that he can take shelter. Then Nityananda gives the example of Bharat Maharaj. Bharat Maharaj, out of his great, he was also great king, lord of opulence, king of the whole planet. But he gave up all the wealth, all the opulence, just like a man gives up his stool after passing. Jahu yuvaiva malavad. Uttam shloka lalasa. Because of his deep greed, deep desire to serve the Lord. Uttam shloka. Because of drawn by the attraction of the Lord. Drawn by the plow of the Lord. He has been driven towards the Supreme Lord by giving up all the opulences. And thus Nityananda Prabhu glorifies and places his lotus feet on Raghunadas Goswami and says that we are very pleased by our service, and because we have done such wonderful service to the Vaishnavas, and because of your deep desire, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very pleased. So one of the very beautiful how Lord Nityananda Prabhu engages him in service of all the Vaishnavas. And by this Vaishnava Seva, he pleases and wins over the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we see how he gets the access to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He has a deep desire, and then Nityananda Prabhu engages him in the service of Vaishnavas, serving all. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very pleased. He himself comes there. And thus we see Raghunath Das Goswami gets the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. And then Nityananda Prabhu sends him back. He says, just go back, and very soon you will attain the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And thus he goes back to his home. But with a deep desire to run away as soon as he gets the opportunity one day, when he gets the opportunity to run away, he sees there are no guards and somehow he's been left alone. He immediately decides to run away. And he's taking to the path of all the forest. He knows Lord Chaitanya is in Jagannath Puri. He goes to Puri to take shelter of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And as soon as he reaches the Sri Jagannath Puri Dham, he sees Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all his associates. He becomes jubilant. He immediately offers his obeisances, prostrate obeisances. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu places him under the guidance of Sarup Damodar. He places him under the guidance of Sarup Damodar to take instructions and thus practice a stay in Jagannath Puri and always keep chanting the holy names. And thus Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives him the instruction that you always keep chanting the holy names and act here under the instructions of Sarup Damodar. And there we see the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami very beautifully seen in Sri Jagannath Puri. We have all heard the pastimes that how he goes to Simadwar and every day stands there and begs. He understands the duty of renunciate. What should he do? He's not. First few days he says, Sarup Damodar, okay, you take care of him. You should be here and give him all the prasadam. So he gets all the remnants of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the opulent food he gets, and he's honoring that. But after a few days he understands. Although, very beautifully, point is that he is getting the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu staying at near Sarup Damodar every day. But he gives that up. He understands the duty of a renunciate. Although he is getting here the remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but he gives that up and goes to Simhadwar. He understands the duty of renunciate is always chant the holy name and beg for alms. And just see beautifully how in Raghunath Das Goswami's life this episode progresses. That initially he begs at Simhadwar from all the servants of Lord Jagannath who pass by. He begs some Mahaprasad. But even while begging that Mahaprasad, taking that remnants, he thinks, this is not good. Why this is not good? He is begging there from servants. He hardly so much austerity, renounced condition. He renounced the Mahaprasad, the opulence of staying with Sarup Damodar, Lord Chaitanya. He renounces that and then he thinks, what am I doing? I am begging the alms from the servants, waiting, when will the next servant come, give me something, thus seeking that who will satisfy me. He gives that up. And another place, charity booth, where just have whatever you get, little bit, you accept it and be satisfied. So he goes to the charity booth and start accepting the Mahaprasad there. When Lord Chaitanya, he becomes very pleased, becomes very pleased by the renunciation. He appreciates the renunciation of Raghunath Das Goswami, and he says, standing there at the Simhadwara and begging for the alms from the servants is like a prostitute's behavior. He's always thinking, when will the next customer come? So he's so pleased that now he has gone and standing at charity booth. And gradually he even gives up that. And he thinks that also as sense gratification. And then he goes again, and when all the shopkeepers, they throw away all the Mahaprasad when it becomes very rotten, and gives to all the cows. And even cows reject that. He goes and accepts that Mahaprasad. He goes and accepts that. He takes some rice, washes it and eats that with salt. So thus we see slowly Raghunath Das Goswami. So this beautiful verse comes there. Mahaprabhu Bhakta Gane Vairagya Pradhan. Yahi Deka Pritahana Gaur Bhagavan. Mahaprabhu Bhakta Gane Vairagya Pradhan. Renunciation is the opulence of the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then we see in the life of Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami. Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, the son of Tapan Mishra, he was staying in Banaras, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he went to Banaras, there also he went to meet his great devotees, Chandrasekhar Acharya. He was staying at the house of Chandrasekhar Acharya and Tapan Mishra. He would go every day to his house and honor Prasadam there. So every day he would go to the house of Tapan Mishra. And when he would go, this small boy, Raghunath Das Goswami, he really attracted to the Lord Chaitanya. He wanted to render some personal service. So every day he would go and ask, what service I can do? So Lord Chaitanya allowed him to massage his feet. And then he would wash his dishes and honor the Mahaprasad. This was going on for 2 months. Every day he would massage his feet, wash his dishes, honor the Mahaprasad. And by this humble menial service, which is rendered at the house of Tapan Mishra for 2 months, developed a very, very deep impression of attachment to the Lord Chaitanya. Such is the power of presence of great exalted souls. Some humble menial service rendered to the exalted souls, it creates a deep impression in the heart. It develops deep attachment to the great souls. And this attachment to the great soul is a path to the attachment to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he became very attached to Lord Chaitanya and developed a deep desire to go and join him. So he got this chance again to serve him. But finally, when he went to Puri and served there Lord Chaitanya for 8 months, he served Lord Chaitanya for 8 months, cooked for him, rendered menial service for him. After Lord Chaitanya would honor Prasadam, he would get the Mahaprasad. And thus he was serving him for 8 months. And after the service was over, Lord Chaitanya gave him the instruction that now you go to Vrindavan. That was actually instruction right from the beginning. And study Srimad Bhagavatam. Study Srimad Bhagavatam under the supervision of Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. And always keep chanting the holy names. So again, one of the very beautiful principle told is studying Srimad Bhagavatam. So Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, one of the main contributions of his was his beautiful recitation of Srimad Bhagavatam. He would recite beautiful, many complicated verses in different meters, and he was very expert in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. So again, one of the very important principle laid down by Lord Chaitanya is taking shelter of the great souls and under their guidance study Srimad Bhagavatam. So thus, there's a lot to discuss, but there's less time. So we see in the life of Raghunath Das Goswami, in the life of Sri Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, under the guidance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many, many beautiful principles of Vaishnava culture, of humility, of respect and devotion, of service to great souls, of study of Srimad Bhagavatam, this has been manifested as great revolutionary in creating that ocean of devotion and churning the hearts of all the living entities. We see from these lives that how Lord Chaitanya, through the lives of these Goswamis, gave us some of the most potent principles of devotional service. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting the holy names, serving the devotees with great humility, and thus established a culture of devotion, that how one can evoke this genuine feelings of love toward the Supreme Lord by taking shelter of these principles and this culture established by all the Goswamis. So that is very wonderful. That how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is creating an impression, is creating a churning of the heart. So we see, Vaigunya Kita Kalita. Our hearts are infested with the envy, with the poison of envy. And we are not able to take shelter of this mission of Lord Chaitanya. But here is a beautiful Leela of Lord Chaitanya given by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, about Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, Srila Raghunath Bhatt Goswami, establishing the beautiful culture of Vaishnav society. And when we hear that, it creates a deep churning of our heart. It creates a deep impression and impact in our heart and melts the stone-like heart and thus develops a deep desire to dedicate ourselves more and more to the mission. That give up all our selfish propensities and dedicate more and more ourselves to the plow of spiritual master who is trying his best, making all the plans very mercifully how to take these conditioned souls who are trying to run away back to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. I'm sorry, I'm not so qualified to speak on these matters. Thank you very much. Sorry, it's very late. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Shri Raghunath Das Goswami ki jai. Shri Raghunath Bhatt Goswami ki jai. Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Samaveta Bhaktavrinda ki jai.